Okay, now we have a story of brotherly love and loss set to a hip-hop beat. Here's NPR's Lindsay Totty.
Clyde Ellison grew up in a part of Brooklyn called Red Hook. And even though it was a rough, economically disadvantaged neighborhood, he says the people he knew there had a wealth of talent and ingenuity.
Creativity is your best friend when you don't have when you're growing up and you don't have an antenna for your TV, and then you learn how to make aluminum foil antennas. Real innovative people, man, without opportunity.
And there's no better proof of that than Clyde Ellison himself. Mink dragon on the floor, runway couture, haters galore. My chariot's on fire, the new messiah on the cover of the Hood Esquire. Been trying to tell Omar I was living the wire. Clyde Ellison is a rapper who performs under the stage name Clyde Guevara, and his lyrics often grapple with the issues in his community.
Things that people glorify in those type of areas, man, is, you know, it's not like credit, it's not college degrees, you know, it's chains, it's cars, it's money, it's like being a gangster, you know what I mean, being tough. It's really like the wilderness, bro.
Clyde Ellison says the values of the projects where he grew up can be hard to shake. They made a mark on Clyde's younger brother, Jaheim, who also answered to Ja. Clyde always did his best to teach Ja values that would help him beyond the hood. But still, Ja wound up becoming a victim of violence and a participant.
He got shot in his leg, and he called me and told me what happened. The guy who shot him came back to the neighborhood, and he called me. He's like, man, this dude is out here. And I remember telling him, like, bro, chill, man. It's our neighborhood. Like, just be smart. And then he hung up the phone, and I just heard shots ringing.
Ja's retaliation resulted in an assault charge. He was convicted and sentenced to 5 years in prison at the age of 18. During the time Ja was behind bars, Clyde released only a few songs, a disappointing lack of progress.
I kept thinking about the 5 years that I felt like I wasted, the time I had. I wish I had been taking my music career more serious than I did at that time, because he told me that, you know, if I don't make it out, if I didn't make it, he wouldn't be. He felt like he was boxed in already, 20-something years old, bro.
In the months that followed Ja's release from prison, Clyde did his best to counsel his brother to find his own path in life and focus on providing for his son.
He had a son right before he went to jail, and before he went in, he didn't really have a lot of time to be a father. But when he came home, he was a great father.
But just as things were starting to turn around for Ja, his young life was cut short.
He told me that he had a job interview and all this good stuff. And I went upstairs for a few seconds and I heard the shots. I came downstairs and people were telling me, that's my, yo, it's your brother laying down on the floor over there. So I ran over to him, and, you know, my family was out there, like, happened in front of his son. Since then, I've been praying again. If it's a heaven, please let him in. I know this sound foul, but I'd rather him be back in jail than not here now to see his child can get you off of my mind.
After losing his brother, Clyde started working harder to make their shared dream of hip-hop stardom a reality. Now, he's finally finished his debut album. It's called Free Ja.
I don't like to say R.I.P. Ja because I don't believe he's dead. I mean, in this life cycle, yeah, but the energy is still here, and I still feel him. So I like to say Free Ja, like I said when he was locked up. Ja bless, we celebrate your life, not your death. I remember when you took your first steps, and I was there when you took your last breath. I still feel your heart beating in my chest, for real.
Hold up. Clyde Guevara's album Free Ja was released on July 20th. The second anniversary of his brother's death. Lindsay Totty, NPR News. Roll up, more Henny, hold up. It's for my.